101X, it is the Morning X with Jason, Nick, and friends, except it is another day without Jason. Nick here. Emily is with me as well.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys and girls, blah, blah, blah. It's Friday. Emily.
Come on, put some more enthusiasm.
Sorry, I'm not prepared to start the show yet. I should play one more song. But we're going to power on through anyway because we've got lots of fun things for you. We've got your chance to win Walk the Moon tickets. We're going to do some Kings of Leon, double dose of those coming up in today's show. Fun with me and Emily, Dear Redacted. But speaking of Emily, she has never had to decide whether to call somebody collect using 1-800-CALL-ATT or 1-800-COLLECT.
Oh, no, I haven't.
You do not know about the advertising wars between the collect call services back in the day.
No, I don't. Educate me, Nick, real fast.
One had carrot top, the other one worked.
Oh. Yeah, that's basically it. What was your preference?
I paying for phone calls.
Yeah.
Not mooching off people. I never had to call collect.
Oh.
I never had to do that. I just had a cell phone or my parents' phone. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But apparently, according to the advertisements of the 90s, it was a huge dilemma of how do you call somebody when you don't have any money? We also have our interns in the room. So I'm doing a show to a bunch of under 24-year-olds.
Yeah, this story sounds wild, by the way.
The call ATT thing?
Yeah.
Collect calls?
It sounds insane.
Yeah.
Wow, Riley's got some sarcasm.
Before TikTok, before Instagram, it was just TV and commercials and all that. But hey, that's Riley, intern Riley. We also have intern Brooke with us.
Hello.
There you go. And you guys know what day it is, right? Let's do that. Wait, nope. Okay, go.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
I do have stuff to do today. I'm going to be at Twin Peaks, Stasty location, happy hour. 5 to 7, probably.
What? I'm jealous.
Yeah, I know. You won't get to feed me Twin Peaks girls.
Feed you Twin Peaks girls?
No, you feed Twin Peaks girl. I'm good at talking. Let's just go. Morning X News. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Degree of difficulty. I have to switch my sources to this thing. This is not going to work. But what has Jason Dick been telling you guys for weeks now in his Bud Light advertisements? It is that
concerts are back.
Concerts are back.
Yep.
That was underwhelming. I should have spent that time preparing the news story and not just trying to find that one. Jason.
No, that was funny.
Concerts are
look
back.
Conceptually, that was an excellent thing. Yeah, concerts are back. Jason just went to that one, Bowling for Soup. Emily insists on calling DJ Pauly D from the Jersey Shore a concert.
Why not? It's a DJ set. That's the same. They play music.
But yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Have you been to other concerts?
Yes, I've been to.
What
other
else have
concerts.
You got to? Since?
I mean, I've been to a bunch of like local shows, and then I've been to. Wait, have I been to like
free range artists?
Big person in a while?
Okay.
I can't remember.
Good. Well, so Pauly D is it. Let's see. Live Nation is also celebrating the return of concerts with their Return to Live campaign. And on next Wednesday, you can get tickets to a bunch of really cool shows for $20. To celebrate this whole promotion. Tickets go on sale to the public on Wednesday at LiveNation.com. But if you have T-Mobile or Sprint, which is like, what, 5 people?
That's me.
Are you T-Mobile?
I'm T-Mobile, yeah.
Okay.
It's not good.
We'll mooch off of Riley for his his phone bill.
Yeah, you're in charge of refreshing for all of us, Riley.
Yeah.
But the list is actually really cool. Jonas Brothers, Alice Cooper, the Doobie Brothers, the Black Crowes, Maroon 5, Kiss, Daryl Hall and John Oates. So Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates, yeah.
Okay.
Alanis Morissette, 311, Luke Bryan, Pitbull, Lil Baby, Trippy Red, Kings of Leon, and Lady A.
Who would you go see, Nick?
Oh, Trippy Red. No
Trippy
doubt.
Trippy Red?
No doubt. Trippy Red.
Who is Trippy Red?
I don't know, but it's Red. I guess I would go see the Black Crowes. That's probably cool. Yeah. Maybe 311 just for the ambiance of the crowd.
Yeah. Really good. Great. Yeah, to piss you off, I'd go to Pitbull.
Oh, I would too.
Oh, Pitbull. That's like, I would not.
The cost.
Yeah, yeah. $20 Pitbull tickets for him to say, what is it?
Mr. Worldwide.
Like, I would pay $1,000 for him to say that to my face.
Okay, this is why we don't give you money. That's exactly why we do not give you money.
I know. Young and fun.
Yeah. No, Pitbull I would go see. I might not tell anybody, but Pitbull's a lot of fun. There's going to be Fireball.
I'd tell everyone.
And he might teach you how to sell some real estate. So, dual purpose.
Great. Dual purpose.
Yeah. Speaking of concerts, like I said, Kings of Leon tickets and Walk the Moon, your chance to win in today's show. Stay tuned. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason Dick and friends. Jason is out. He is at an all-you-can-eat buffet, and he is not coming back until he's full. So hopefully by Monday, he will. Nick in studio. Emily's here. We have our interns, Brooke and Riley, hanging out as well. And your chance at Walk the Moon tickets, November 7th at Stubbs. That's going to be for Are You Smarter Than Emily? But first, we're contractually obligated to do sports.
Morning X Sports.
Yeah. There you go.
Nailed it. Let's see. Lots of actually important sports news in the world going on. The NFL says get vaccinated or else. The Longhorns might be blowing up all of college football and moving to the SEC. But instead, we talk about men and their jewelry. Oh, that's right.
Great.
Let's see here. Emily, what is your thoughts on Tom Brady?
My thoughts on Tom Brady.
You're a Tom Brady fan. Do you not care? Is that like asking, like, what do you think about your friend's dad? It's like, I don't know. I don't know.
He's been around
interns
forever.
Brooke Riley, you guys like Tom Brady?
The only thing I know about Tom Brady is the weird amount of times that he's kissed his son on the lips.
Ooh,
that's good.
That's good.
Him? Yes.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
I timed it too. It was 23 seconds long.
23 seconds.
No, it wasn't. But it was way too long.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Tom versus Time documentary on Facebook. He makes his kid kiss him on the lips, and it's just as weird, awkward. And you had editing control, Tom. Why'd you do that? I do not like Tom Brady. I think he's a bit of a phony. Lots of that has to do with just the fact that he played for the Patriots, and their fans are terrible. But he did get a ring. He is good at football. This Bucks won last
good.
The Super Bowl, and so they all got their glitzy Super Bowl LV rings. Let's see, 319 diamonds, which includes 15 carats of white diamonds, 14 carats of yellow diamonds, and it's 319 because of obviously Emily knows 31-9 was the final score of the game, so they had to get 319.
Wait, is this on each ring?
Yes.
This is just extra. Yes.
That is excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much diamonds cost and things, but 319 of them, even if it's like, you know, the reject diamonds, those like yellow ones, that still is going to be super expensive. It also has a twist-off removable cap that is the first of any Super Bowl ring.
What are you putting there?
Well, underneath it is the word historic. To commemorate this historic accomplishment, which Emily also knows is because
they never won a Super Bowl.
They did win a Super Bowl back in 2002. No, they were the first team to win a Super Bowl in their home stadium to play at home. I believe is what that
ever.
Yeah,
ever?
Yeah.
Oh,
lots of teams have come close and just nobody's ever had the Super Bowl rotates every year in different stadiums. Nobody's ever played in their home stadium. I wanted to make fun of that, but that actually is kind of historic.
Put historic like anywhere else on the ring. Why do we have to remove a cap to see it?
Because everybody has to have a thing, dude. Like I don't know why. Do you have to have? Everybody's trying to outtop themselves with these rings.
That's the same question of why do you need 319 diamonds to throw a ball around?
I can't even picture what this thing could even look like.
It's just by what you're describing.
I mean, Google it. It's just giant. Like it would be the size of your fist, Brooke. That's what these things are.
I was about to ask. Is it more like a watch type thing?
Well, it's funny. They asked, Coach Tampa Bay Buccaneers coach Bruce Arians, who has won two Super Bowl rings as an assistant with the Steelers. They asked for his input on the design. He simply said, I wanted to be able to wear it. Because, lots of these things, you can't even wear it.
I don't think you could wear that out, ever.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Let's see. It was also, apparently, most of these Super Bowl rings are manufactured by Jostens. The Bucks' previous Super Bowl ring was manufactured by Tiffany, but this time they went with Jason of Beverly Hills.
Jason.
Nailed it.
Nice.
Because according to the Glazer family who owned the Buccaneers, listen, we are not doing what is expected of us. We are going rogue with you guys. We want to do something different. We don't want to follow the herd. So we went with Jason of Beverly Hills, not Tiffany's.
Jason.
Okay, sure. Cool.
Whatever.
Okay.
So you looking at it?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at a lot of rings, and all of them are massive. There's a picture of like Tom Brady with his 5-6 rings now, or 7. I don't know. These are all Patriots rings, but he can't fit them all in one hand.
Yeah. Oh, and like that's just on Tom Brady, who probably has like a reasonably normal sized hand. That's not like their defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Is Ndamukong Suh, I think, one of them? Like, just that has like one of those gigantic, you know, 6'9", 475-pound dudes who have just like, like those things are huge, man. Let's see. Do you guys want to play a quick Price is Right on what you think 319 diamonds?
Her ring.
Her ring.
Everybody on the team gets this, right?
Everybody on the team gets it. The trainers probably get it. There's some front office people that get it. If you just walked by the stadium, you get a ring.
Okay.
Any guesses, Emily?
I'm going to say $375,000.
$375,000, okay.
Yeah.
Brooke, Riley, any guesses?
I am so bad with monetary values. Like, I couldn't even. It's because we're young.
I'm going to say upwards of 1.2 million.
I was going to say, I don't know.
I think we're talking per ring.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like the NFL would do something stupid like that.
Here, let me do this. It doesn't matter because it doesn't say. It doesn't say how much they are.
What?
But they're super expensive. Sorry. I should have set that up better.
Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
All right, Taylor, make it up for that terrible joke. How about some Walk the Moon tickets? We've got your chance to win right now. 835-1015. If you want to play Are You Smarter Than Emily for Walk the Moon tickets, 835-1015. Call on right now. That's next. Friends, producer Nick here. Jason is off vacation. Emily is here. Our interns are here. And everybody was sitting there looking up, Googling pictures of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl championship rings, leaving me to do intern work so that we can play a game.
Not only am I smarter than
That's
you,
fine.
I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. Check our Twitter, 101X Morning X. Yeah, that's it. At 101X Morning X, I think we've got a picture of these rings up there.
Yeah, we're posting
it. But we're going to do Walk the Moon tickets. They're going to be November 7th at Stubbs, doing it off memory. And we have to do it right now with the game. Emily, get out of here. And we've got Chris. Chris, are you there? No, he's not. Let me do that. Chris.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. We've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. In honor of it being Emily and to give her a competitive advantage, we're doing all Gen Z millennial trivia, so good luck. Your choices are 2000s movies, 2000s history, or Gen Z toys and accessories. Which I think are like kids' toys, not the other. Anyway, your choice. Movies, history, toys, and accessories.
Movies, I guess.
Okay, good. Good choice. In Mean Girls, what name did the popular girls have for their group? Like, what were the popular girls known as in the Mean Girls?
Oh, man. My wife would kill me for not knowing this, but I don't think I know.
You want to guess? What would you call the mean girls at your school?
Nothing I can say on the radio.
Okay. Oh, God. Good instincts, Chris. I'm going to buzz you. The Plastics. They were the Plastics. Yeah.
All right.
It still blows my mind that Rachel McAdams was the main Plastic. She was the head Plastic.
Was she
crazy?
Really?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's kind of wild. Okay.
Yeah. Number two, which movie had the highest box office collections in the 2000s, excuse me. What movie made the most money at the box office in the 2000s?
In the 2000s?
Here, I'll give you a hint. It also has the most money of anything before the 2000s as well. Just what was the highest grossing movie of the 2000s?
I'm going to guess Avatar.
I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, Avatar. I think it's been dethroned by either Black Panther or
it's been dethroned like four or five Marvel movies at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
oh,
still,
really?
Yeah.
I thought for some reason it still held it. I don't know.
Not quite.
There's probably different like international and inflation. I don't know. But Avatar 2 is coming. It's going to fix it. And finally, who was the first African-American woman to win the Oscar for Best Actress, assumingly, in the 2000s? Who was the first African-American woman to win the Oscar for Best Actress?
I'm just going to guess Halle Berry.
I'm going to say yes again.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Hold on, Chris. That's a good job. Get Emily back in here. I think she's going to probably get you, but we'll find out. You never know. Let's see. Chris chose 2000s movies, and he got two correct.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Got some competition.
Yeah. Number one, or it's easy. In Mean Girls, what are the popular girls known as?
The Plastics.
Yes. Wow. Did you guys know that we were so close to having a Mean Girls game for the Nintendo DS back in the day?
I saw that. It's Lost Media.
Yeah.
I watched that YouTube video, too.
Yeah.
That's my, right before I go to bed, I always watch the strangest YouTube videos, and right now I'm into, like, all the Lost Media stuff. What are you wearing on your head, girl?
What?
Our intern, Brooke, has a post-it note on her headphones. I thought that you were doing a thing, but
I did not even notice that. What?
Sorry, was that a Plastics thing to say?
I was like, wait, what's wrong with me? Why are you staring at me?
All right, Brooke's got a bit going. Sure,
yeah,
fine.
No, I liked it. I thought she was putting the answers on the post-it note
that
on her head.
Funny, though,
oh my God,
that'd
be hilarious to do that to Jason sometime. Let's see, number two. What movie has the highest box office collections in the 2000?
Box office collections?
I think, yeah, it's a kind of a unique way to say it. But what movie made the most money at the box office from the 2000?
And we're talking like 2000 to 2009?
I guess
2010.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
And I did give Chris the hint that it also just has made the most money before that as well. So just...
Is it Harry Potter?
Is that your guess?
I guess.
Do you want to specify which Harry Potter?
Oh, do you have to do specifics?
I mean,
in the
Harry Potter
and the Sorcerer's Stone?
The first one?
I don't know.
The first...
There's like eight.
I know, so go with the later ones that have obviously made more money.
Goblet of Fire. I don't know.
Deathly Hallows Part 1 or Part 2. No, it's Avatar.
Avatar. Oh, yeah. I didn't like Avatar.
You didn't like Avatar?
No.
They're making a new one, aren't they?
He supposedly filmed like all three. There's like three
filmed,
more
like
back
the,
to back to back to back.
Ready
they had
for
to invent some
I'm ready for
cameras.
To be wild.
Yeah.
Look, it was an okay movie. The special effects were really good, but it's Dances with Smurfs. All right.
Yeah,
it's
it kind of is, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a South Park thing? Yeah, it's also Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest. You guys
Ooh,
know about that.
Ooh, I love Fern Gully.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. And finally, to tie it up, who was the first African-American woman to win the Oscar for Best Actress?
Oh. Oh.
You need this one.
I don't think I'm going to get this one. Oh,
okay.
No. First African-American woman to win
the Oscar
Best Actress?
For Best Actress. The big award. The
Halle
OG.
Berry?
Yes.
Wait, was I right?
Yes. All right, yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Which means we need to do a tiebreaker real quick. Chris, you can just say yours. Emily, actually.
All right,
yeah,
man.
You write yours down.
Yeah.
And let's go with what is the Mean Girls score on Rotten Tomatoes? How high is Mean Girls
Ooh.
Rated on Rotten Tomatoes? Chris, do you have an answer?
Oh, wait. 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. 88%.
Oh,
right, Emily.
Oh, I just, right before you said it, I put 87%.
I saw it. You guys are both cheaters. It's 84. I saw you Googling Chris and Emily and that. That's fine, Chris. Hold on. We do have a consolation prize for you. And coming up next in sports, why your sweaty boob cash is no longer acceptable here. That's next.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.